Hey, you're Stuck in Traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at virtual currencies. First, hold the presses, stop everything, look at your calendar. Flip, 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 keep swiping, go to April, April 2017. Doing anything? You free? You sure? 14th, 15th, 16th. In April, we are having the next iteration of the Converge conference. So again, Converge being developers and hackers getting together, hanging out, sharing what works, what doesn't, how to defend. That's going to be in April, and then right after that on that Saturday is B-Sides Detroit. So you're right here. We just decided this morning on conference call. It is a go. Please come out and hang out. And of course, if you have a talk you want to submit, hit me up. My talk at B-Sides about a year ago was on virtual currencies and emerging payment systems. And tip for you, if you're playing these like ongoing games, be very, very careful, as you know, about these virtual currencies, because it's been a way that the criminals can launder money. Here's how it works. So I want to make some money. Who doesn't? And I've got some funds that have come to me, and they're not necessarily my funds. I need to clean up the money, so I buy into one of these games. Once on these games, I can buy currency and then sell it at a slightly reduced price through a exchange, which is oftentimes what we see for straight up money laundering. So you buy money from all these exchanges where it's cheaper to buy from that than the online game. The criminals lose a little bit of money, but it's funneled back in and now it's clean money. That's one. Number two is they attack the gaming platform itself, either with bots or with a phishing attack to get other people's goods, or a vulnerability. Sometimes that is exploited. This one is very rare, the vulnerability side, but the attacks, social media, phishing, those things, much more common. And they steal from these people, and then again, they sell it on exchange at a profit much lower than you would in the game. So between those two areas, the use of these virtual communities as a way for criminals to exchange funds and to cover the tracks has been growing. Every year it gets a little bit more. And this past year, we've seen a lot of actions from the gaming industry to shut down these exchanges. But of course, when you shut it down, it pops right back up, right? We saw the same thing with Silk Road when Silk Road was shut down very quickly on the dark web. There is a brand new exchange for criminal activities. So that isn't necessarily working. They're getting better at fraud detection, which is good. They're getting better at crediting people back, which is good. We've seen some of the vulnerabilities that are used close very quickly, and the goods that were stolen being returned, which is good. But between you and me, if you're playing these games, buy currency where you should, right? Buy it direct and make sure that you're not inadvertently funneling funds for the criminals. Because anything we can do to kind of stem that tide would be good. Make the world a better place. And clean up some of the crime. So, with that, keep that in mind. If you have any good stories about what you've seen in terms of online currency, hit me up on comments or social media. And again, April, come to Detroit. Hang out. Submit a talk. It'll be fun. Cheers.